I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Colin Dunlap in one part of the county in Hampton. Chris Mack all the way across the county in another part. He joins us as well as patched in via our different technologies. And we get started with some college talk, right? We'll get into some NFL talk in just a couple minutes here. But here we go with some college talk. So the NCAA Division I Council had voted Monday. They're granting an extra year of eligibility to all, not just seniors, all student athletes in spring sports whose seasons were canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. It's going to extend that eligibility, like I said, to all spring sports student athletes, not just those seniors. And will allow schools to expand their rosters beyond current scholarship limits to account for incoming recruits and seniors who were expected to leave. They're going to be able to expand the rosters, but they're not going to expand the scholarships. They're going to grant seniors in spring sports less or equal financial aid next year compared to what they received this year, but not extend the scholarships. This is a bit of a stretch for me. I'll go real unpopular with this, Chris. I don't like it a whole lot. It creates a roster juggle, in particular sports like baseball and lacrosse. It is something where I think the heart is in the right place, but I think the NCAA is writing a check that the individual schools have to cash, and it's going to get into a numbers game and a playing time game that at the end of the day, people aren't going to like.
Yeah, I think, and I'm kind of split down the middle on this, but here's the thing. There are legitimate criticisms with this. Absolutely, there are worries about, and look, in a lot of these spring sports, the financial aid gets split up and parceled out to begin with. This is going to make it more difficult to do that, and I get it. It's going to make roster crunches in all of these sports. It's going to make it difficult for incoming freshmen and underclassmen to get more time because upperclassmen are going to be sticking around. And I totally understand all of that. But far too often, we look at the NCAA, and I do this more often than not, too. It's much like the story we talked about last week with the Trevor Lawrence fundraising issue. And you just assume that what they're doing is either A, wrong because they don't think about things the right way, or B, financially and monetarily driven for their gain and no one else's. And in this case, it seems to me, at least at first blush, that the NCAA is making the right decision in giving athletes an opportunity to play who would have missed out on a year of eligibility because of the pandemic. And I like the fact that they're putting the athletes first in that regard. But there are a lot of issues that spin off of this that I wonder how much they thought about when they thought about doing the quote-unquote right thing.
Well, let's get down to like schools like lacrosse and baseball, like many spring sports, track as well. Mm-hmm. They don't typically feature scholarship allotments that fill out an entire roster. That is to say, right, if you got 35 guys on a baseball team or whatever it is, you know, you have 15 scholarships. So as such, players and families, they're going to have to decide if another year of eligibility is worth it financially for them. That's part of it. And then also, from the standpoint of giving players another shot at a chance to play again, it's terrific. It's great from the NCAA, but it gets confusing. You build those relationships and, you know, you bring guys back and you want to do the right thing. But I think you're talking about potentially having like two freshman classes. That's something that's interesting in this point. And the one that is going to repeat their freshman year and the one you're bringing in from high school. And then in baseball, you have like 12.7 or 12.8 scholarships, I think, you're going to divide amongst your players. So it's very rare that someone's going to go to school for free. I'm not sure every family's budgeted for like 5 years of paying. You follow what I'm saying? And they're going to get on the back end of that, and they don't have any money, and then a kid is going to have to decide, well, do I go back or don't I?
Well, and I think in a lot of cases that will lead us down the path of those who believe they've got an opportunity to do something more, maybe, and I'm thinking of baseball in particular because the other spring sports don't really lead to professional careers as much. But in baseball in particular, players will have the opportunity to say to themselves, is it worth it to me financially or my family financially to reinvest in myself essentially for another year? Because unless I'm a Garrett Cole level talent, right? Unless I'm one of those premier top of the first round guys, I'm not getting a full grant in aid. I'm not getting a full ride, a full scholarship. And I've got to decide, is it worth it to me to get that added experience that I'm going to have to pay for, you know, whatever it may be. My family's going to have to commit financially, especially at a more expensive place like a Vanderbilt, or, you know, it isn't a public university, a place where tuition might be twice as much. That's a serious financial investment. And I think it will lead to those players who perhaps didn't look at their spring sport of choice as a future career endeavor to say, you know what, I have the extra year of eligibility, but it's not worth it to me financially to go back to school for another year, and I'm gonna have to bite the bullet here and get on with my life's work, so to speak.
Well, baseball is the one that's really interesting because you have to look at what recruited players you have incoming, plus what juniors will be leaving, because you don't typically play, if you're that good, the whole string out in baseball. You go after your junior year. You know what I'm saying? You go, it's after your draft year. So you've got too many players in your system. Who's paying that extra money and who's going to be allocated that extra money? It's just, on the surface, it looks like such a great thing. And it feels to me that it's the NCAA, and I, look, I'm not somebody that is a conspiracy theorist, but it looks to me like it's the NCAA doing exactly what you said, that a lot of people look at them as the enemy and the bad guy, and they say, here, for once, we're doing the right thing. Come back, play baseball, play this sport, play that sport, whatever, but they are passing the buck on to the member institutions to figure out all the money and to figure out exactly how to figure this one out, and that's where it gets dicey.
And doing so at the most difficult time for most of these university athletic departments to do so, because outside of your Power Five conferences, not a lot of universities are equipped to handle the extra financial burden of retaining these athletes. Again, even if they're only getting partial scholarships, figuring out how they're going to keep these extra athletes involved in the program.
Yeah, and I wonder if there is an extra red shirt, how that could work out, if you have to play right away, how it all, there's just a lot of things that go along with this.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.